Welcome to Throwing Mountains Weekly Strength. I'm your host, Chris Bollinger. For the next 12 minutes or so, we're going to draw strength from the Bible. I encourage you to make this a daily practice on your own. This week, in our series on the nature of God, we're looking at God's peace. The peace of God is mentioned a lot in the Bible, in both the Old Testament and the New Testament. I'll read some of the peace passages from the English Standard Version, the ESV, and I'll alternate Old Testament passages with New Testament passages. Numbers 6, 22-27. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, 'Thus you shall bless the people of Israel. You shall say to them, The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.' So shall they put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them." Luke 2:10-14. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." Proverbs 3:1-6. "My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart. So you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths." John 14:25-27. "These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." Isaiah 26:3-4. "You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock." Philippians 4:4-7. "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Zechariah 9:9-10. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth." That Zechariah passage is part of one of my favorite pieces of music, Handel's Messiah. And so are some parts of Isaiah 9. "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Here's part of the Handel's Messiah Chorus, For Unto Us a Child is Born, as performed by the London Symphony Orchestra. As with all musical selections that I play on this podcast, this one is freely available on the internet. I pulled it from the London Symphony Orchestra YouTube page. I encourage you to download an entire London Symphony Orchestra performance of Handel's Messiah. Clearly, the Bible has plenty to say about the peace of God. But what is it, this peace that surpasses all understanding? Most of us think of peace as the absence of war or the absence of conflict. But there's a war raging. There has been since the dawn of time. It started when Satan rebelled against God and fell from heaven like lightning. See Luke 10:18. Since then, the forces of evil have been at war with the forces of good. That's why one of the prominent names of God in the Old Testament is Yahweh Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, or, more literally, the God of angel armies. The war will continue until the end of time, when God wins. In a universe at war, what kind of peace does God offer? In the Old Testament, the word translated as peace is the Hebrew word shalom. New Testament writers used the Greek word eirene in place of shalom. Shalom means not just peace, but also completeness, soundness, and welfare. Similarly, eirene means not just peace, but also oneness, quietness, and rest. In the book 52 Weeks of Strength for Men, I discuss two men who died in peace, Simeon, whom the Bible discusses in Luke chapter 1, and Josiah, whom the Bible discusses in the Old Testament book of 2 Chronicles. Simeon died as an old man, presumably of natural causes. He died in peace not because he was old, but because God fulfilled the promise of allowing Simeon to see the one who would bring salvation for all people, Jesus. Josiah, on the other hand, died at the age of 39. The cause of death was blood loss after Josiah was shot by enemy archers on the battlefield. That's not a terribly peaceful way to die. So how do I know that Josiah died in peace? Because God promised him that he would. In the middle of Josiah's reign as king, the Book of the Law, which had been lost for centuries, was found. Upon hearing the word of the law, Josiah tore his clothes. Then he gave instructions to the top members of his court. Go, inquire of the Lord for me and for those who are left in Israel and in Judah, concerning the words of the book that has been found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is poured out on us, because our fathers have not kept the word of the Lord, to do according to all that is written in this book. Here's what God told those top members of the court to report to Josiah. Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, regarding the words that you have heard, because your heart was tender, and you humbled yourself before God when you heard his words against this place and its inhabitants, and you have humbled yourself before me, and have torn your clothes, and wept before me, I also have heard you, declares the Lord. Behold, I will gather you to your fathers, and you shall be gathered to your grave in peace. And your eyes shall not see all the disaster that I will bring upon this place and its inhabitants. Even though Josiah died a very painful death, he died in peace, because he had followed God faithfully and led the people of Judah to do the same. Both Josiah and Simeon had shalom and eirene. They had God's peace, including completeness, soundness, welfare, oneness, quietness, and rest. God's peace is beyond our understanding, but he offers it to his followers anyway. Next week, I'll talk about power. I hope you'll join me for that. Please pick up a copy of 52 Weeks of Strength for Men. You'll find it to be a good resource on this journey. Have a good week, men.